In a city like New Orleans, it's hard to pinpoint the most insignificant happenings of the year behind us. A lot of what we do here is pretty frivolous. Still, journalists are in the business of editorial assessment. So, after a great deal of research, I give you Nola V's most insignificant stories in New Orleans in 2013. First up, the Super Bowl. Insignificant, you say? It certainly had its irrelevant moments. Here's CBS correspondent Michelle Beisner interviewing Saints tackle Roman Harper on the eve of the big event.
Who do you think on your team would be the best beignet maker?
Probably one of the fat guys, because they like the grease and they like the dough. You know what I mean? Maybe my man, John Reed, Cedric Ellis.
Cedric Ellis, wow.
He can feel
how do you think they're going to feel about you saying this kind of stuff about them?
That's how we roll. They know how I feel about it.
There you have it, our first insignificant headline. Roman Harper votes Cedric Ellis best Saints player to make beignets. With stars flocking to town to film hits like The New Planet of the Apes or 12 Years a Slave, Hollywood South continues to bloom. The not-so-big news? Celebrities love Bourbon Street. Here's Big Easy devotee Channing Tatum.
I grew up in Pascagoula, Goshen, Mississippi for about 5 years. That's about 45 minutes east of here. Like, this was the biggest city I've ever been in, you know, with people everywhere, with people throwing beads and girls doing insanity stuff. Yeah. And I was just like, that's just what I want to do when I grow up.
Yep, there's your headline. Channing Tatum wanted to grow up and open a bar on Bourbon Street. And with Saints and Sinners, he did just that. Okay, the big entertainment stories are Mardi Gras and Jazz Fest, Voodoo Fest. But in June, you might have overlooked one notable but engaging celebration. Here's one of the organizers.
We ride naked to show our vulnerability. It's a fun event. People enjoy riding. People enjoy seeing us. We've in the 5 years, this is the fifth annual, we have formed a following that come to the French Quarter just to ride, watch us ride. Looks like a nice hot day to go naked on a bicycle.
Yes, it was. Naked Bike Day is held annually to get drivers to be more aware of bike riders. And I dare say that it works, too. Hurricanes are always big news in New Orleans, but in 2013, we thought we had dodged the proverbial bullet, until a late-season storm headed our way and Mayor Mitch Landrieu took to the podium.
Yesterday, I declared a state of emergency. This declaration gives the city flexibility and authority to take all necessary action should the storm require us to do so. I myself have witnessed in the last day and a half a level of anxiety. Folks are going faster on the street. They're rolling through stop signs. They're rolling through yellow lights, as you know, those of us in New Orleans all want to do from time to time. I would ask everybody just to slow their roll.
Insignificant headline? Hurricane Karen underwhelms. In fact, internet wags assessing the storm's damage reported that a lawn chair had tipped over uptown and a puddle in the French Quarter caused a pedestrian to ruin his sock. Finally, in Louisiana, most years begin and end with news about Edwin Edwards, and 2013 was no different. The former governor left jail, married a woman 50 years his junior, is expecting a baby, told all on a brief but embarrassing cable TV reality show, and flirted with the idea of another run for governor in 2015. He'll be 88. All of this is more than anyone can bear, even, it seems, Edwards himself.
I moved to a golfing community so I could play golf. I played one time in 3 years. And I have been so busy that sometimes I feel like going back to prison so I can rest. But I'm not going to go.
So that's it for Insignificance in 2013. Next up, 2014 in Carnival. Significant or maybe not. Happy New Year. With Big Easy Living, this is Renee Peck. For more, go to WWNO.org or NolaVie.com, NolaVie.com.